Hello, my name is J. Lewis Mills, for On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to lend me something. I need you to lend me your ear, and I need you to lend me your common sense. I need you to come join me. I need to talk to you. You need to talk to me. It's about time that we let it all out. Join me. I want to hear from you. Hello, hello, hello. We are finally here. J. Lewis Mills on the level with J. Lewis Mills. How are you all doing? This is my first broadcast, my first of 52. I hope you're here for each and every one of them. I plan on talking about some really, really cool things. But tonight, I want to talk about Miss Kathy Griffin and the situation that's going on with her as far as her failed publicity stunt. Even though this did happen a week ago, you know, I understand, a lot of people have been talking about it. I've seen a lot on YouTube. I've seen a lot on the news. So I'm not really going to talk too much about Miss Griffin. I want to start, though, by speaking about Attorney Bloom, her attorney. It was hard for me to watch the press conference. I just have to be honest. I almost didn't even watch the whole thing because, you know, Ms. Bloom's conduct kind of turned me off. Let's just start first. When she first came out, Ms. Bloom was basically doing a lot of the talking that I thought Kathy Griffin needed to do. She was talking about the achievements that Kathy Griffin did. She was talking about the places that Kathy Griffin went. That's great. That's fine. But the problem is, when you put a picture up, first of all, when you're a name like Kathy Griffin and you put a picture up as she did, everything that you did before that, you know, it kind of really doesn't matter. You kind of almost discredited everything that you did. And when you start a press conference, in my opinion, almost in the way of having to remind people of what you've done, almost having to say, hey, don't forget, this is what I did. You know, I deserve a pass. Yeah, no, I don't really agree with that. So I thought the conduct of Attorney Bloom, the way she was talking, and then there was even one point where she was describing the picture. And when she used the word parody, it was the way she said it. She said, and it was a parody. Fuck you talking to? Who are you talking to like that? Like, am I supposed to be so stupid to believe that you couldn't really see the problem that was going to be had? You couldn't really tell that holding up the head of a president of the United States. Listen, you cannot like Donald Trump if you don't want to. That's your right. But that man is the president of the United States of America. At some point, you have to have respect just for his title. You cannot like that he made it into the presidency. Again, that's your right. Then, you know, Ms. Bloom went on to talk about the mocker in chief. And she was telling some pretty, pretty lame jokes before introducing Kathy Griffin. And, you know, that bothered me also because, Miss Lady, we're not here to laugh. You know, we're not here for you or your client to give us another show. We're here to really see if your client is genuine and sincere in the Paula Deen-esque video that she put up soon after she saw what the reaction was. I just don't get it. I don't understand. When I say I don't get it, I mean somebody in that room, because you have to know there was more than one person involved in the What are we going to do now conversation as far as damage control? Nobody there could have said, you know, maybe it's probably not a good idea for Attorney Bloom to come out and say what she said in the way that she said it, even. And then also, speaking of the jokes that she was telling, if you go back and watch the press conference, look at Kathy Griffin when her attorney is talking. At least twice I can remember, she was trying her best not to laugh. One time she even had to turn her head. Really? You're in that mindset to where you can let something that your attorney says, you're so free-flowing right now, you know, that you can just let your attorney say what she's saying and you have to mask a laugh about that? And I'm supposed to take you seriously, right? We all are supposed to take that seriously. And then, you know, as I said, you know, she was making her list. She was listing the places that she went, which also kind of got under my skin a little bit because, again, who the fuck are you to sit up and talk about other stars being scared to go somewhere, but your client did? So again, oh, my client deserves a pass. She wasn't scared to go into these basic war zones to give a stand-up show. Really? That's what you want to say. You're coming out trying to ask for the acceptance of an apology, but you want to try and shit on other people? That's where we're at now in society. I'm going to apologize, but I'm going to try and make somebody else look bad to make myself look good. And the only reason I'm standing here is because I made myself look bad in the first place. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But Miss Bloom, she, you know, she had her list. And I am talking about Kathy Griffin and Attorney Bloom. I'm kind of mixing them up, so I do apologize for that. But in Miss Bloom's statement, she had a list. She was listing all of Miss Kathy Griffin's achievements. So I figured, hey, you know, first show, need something to talk about. Why don't I put together a list? Here's my list. Nicholas Evan Berg. Does that name sound familiar? Nicholas Evan Berg. In 2004, after we invaded Iraq, Mr. Berg, which is a radio tower repairman, went to Iraq in order to help rebuild. He was beheaded. James Wright Foley, David Haynes, Stephen Sutloff, all beheaded by ISIS. ISIS. So here's my question. What do you say to those families? Are they supposed to see it as a joke? Are they supposed to say, you know what? That's Kathy Griffin. It's okay. I don't think so. Shame on you, Kathy Griffin. Shame on you, Attorney Bloom, for standing up, speaking as defiant as you were. Shame on you for standing up, trying to make silly-ass jokes when there's people that are watching this press conference that have such a direct connection to what your client did. Shame on both of you. Now, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but I also remember seeing the criminal attorney was up there as well. And when Ms. Griffin was talking, you know, you could see him very well. A couple of times when she was telling her little jokes, you know, even he had a bit of an uncomfortable look on his face and did that little uncomfortable laugh. Shame on you. I mean, that's really what I have to say about it. Shame on you. You know, Kathy Griffin comes out and listen, Kathy Griffin has been in front of more cameras than most people has. And she said it in her press conference apology, if that's what you want to call it. She's had, I think she said, three television shows with her name in the title. She's had a reality show. She's done stand-up all over the world. But you really want to pretend like you are nervous as fuck when you get in front of a camera. And you even want to say, oh, I'm so nervous. I've never done a press conference before. you wouldn't be doing this press conference now, Miss Lady, had you not thought it was in your best interest to pull the publicity stunt that you did. So whose fault is that? Nobody's fault but your own. In my opinion, nobody's fault but your own. That Kathy Griffin has been in front of a camera enough to where, okay, I get it. She may have been nervous, but we're talking about Kathy Griffin here. Go back and watch her stand up. Go back and watch her on her on the New Year's special that she did with Anderson Cooper. Just go back and watch her in any interview that she's ever done. Does Kathy Griffin seem like the kind of person that's going to get nervous standing in front of a camera? Absolutely not. So sorry, Ma. I don't believe that one either. Again, shame on you. And I mean that. Shame on you. I don't listen to Fox News a lot. I don't watch Fox News a lot, but in doing a little bit of research for what I was going to talk about during the show tonight, I came across a couple of Fox News videos. And as much as I would like to say I disagree with any and everything associated with Fox News, I can't say that. I can't say that at all. Not about this. One of the Fox News correspondents, he said it seems like Kathy Griffin is trying to pick up where Rosie O'Donnell left off. You can't fault him for thinking that. No way can anybody ever tell me that this wasn't any type of a publicity stunt. It's not possible to tell me that this was not. I would even go so far as to say this whole thing was planned. The press conference, I would even go as far as to say the tall dude that came in at the end of the press conference holding up the picture with Lisa Bloom's picture over the Donald Trump head and Kathy Griffin holding it, I wouldn't even be so far removed to think that he was part of it all also. Am I wrong to think that way? No, I don't think so. It's a publicity stunt, beginning to end, publicity stunt. Yeah, Kathy Griffin lost some sponsors. Yes, she had some dates canceled. But I guarantee you she's going to have dates again. I guarantee you somebody's going to pick her up again. Look, if Don Imus can get on the radio and call the Rutgers basketball team a bunch of nappy-headed hoes and then go sign a bigger contract than the one he just left, this is our society. Is it right? Is it wrong? Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I completely off base with what I just said? 1-888-429-5471 is the telephone number. Call me and let me know. I want to know, am I completely wrong? And again, before you call and before I hear one person mention to me the First Amendment, remember those four names that I named off. Remember those four names before you call me telling me how I'm wrong because that's infringing on her First Amendment right. Remember the other names that I didn't even say that we've all heard of through the news of people being beheaded. Where did Kathy Griffin even get such an idea to stand there with a head in that way? The only other time you see that is when you see somebody, a real human being that was beheaded, and you see the faction or the group that was responsible for that standing in defiance, just like Kathy Griffin was. I'm telling you, I'm sorry, it almost boils my blood. Just the look that was on her face in that picture. And they did speak about it in the press conference, a very stern look. Oh, that look on her face was like, what? What now? What you gonna do now? What you gonna say now? But then you want to tuck your tail between your legs and I'm sorry, and you want to do the fake crying and all that? No. No. Shame on you. Shame on you for doing it. Shame on you for thinking of it. Shame on you. I have a guest tonight that is going to join this conversation with me. He is a friend of mine. He is an actor, comedian. He is originally from Detroit, Michigan. You may have seen him guest starring on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Lady Dynamite. He's also done some stand-up all around the country. In his bio, it says he is decently funny. I beg to differ with that. He is crazy funny. I would like to welcome to this conversation Mr. Paul Elia. What's up, Daddy-O?
Yeah, J. Willis Mills. What's up, brother?
How are you doing, man?
Man, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. Am I wrong? Let's just get right to it. Am I wrong?
Well,
Am I seeing this from like just a crazy person's side and I'm not understanding something?
let me just say this. First of all, your voice is amazing. You got a very soothing voice, and I enjoyed listening to everything you said. And in regards of what you said about if someone were to use the First Amendment kind of argument, then that's just that's insane. That's like saying, okay, then white people can say the N-word, other people can say all these other different things, and use that as a scapegoat. Say, oh well, it's my right to say what I want. Like obviously the I told you about this last time we talked too. The comedians are supposed to be funny people. We're supposed to be the ones that make fun of people in power. That's what we do.
Yes.
We do that. But I don't see how her photo was funny. It did. There was nothing funny about it. Her expression wasn't funny. The fact that I see a bloodied head is not funny to me. I don't think it's funny to anybody. And
Yes.
the fact that she thinks that's funny or that's a joke, I have to disagree because clearly I don't think she did it to be funny. Because Kathy Griffin's a funny woman, and she would find a way to say something funny. So, like you
Yes.
said, publicity stunt, that's exactly what this is. I don't know who her PR people are who told her she should do this, but you're 100% right. It is, there's very little real estate to argue in favor of what Kathy Griffin did. And I think she did make it worse by doing that press conference. I think she made it worse by having that apology video. And I would say if she genuinely thought that was funny and she genuinely did it not as a publicity stunt, then she'd leave it up. She'd
Yes.
leave it up and say, yeah, this is, I'm a comedian. I'm not going to back down if someone thinks something's not funny. There's jokes that I've been doing that I'll do in Detroit with a bunch of Middle Eastern people and get huge laughs, and I'll do that same joke in Texas and get no response. Does that mean it's not funny? No. It's like some people like different things.
Yeah.
But I think what she did, I think, is a universal unfunny thing.
And, you know, I also, speaking of her press conference, I also, you know, there's a couple other things I had a problem with, and, you know, you can weigh on them. You know, she started her press conference off by saying Melania Trump and the Trump children are trying to, oh, my God, ruin my life. Okay. First off, oh, and then also Miss Lisa Bloom said Melania Trump stayed quiet when her husband denied 24 million people of life insurance, but she had something to say about Kathy Griffin. Okay, here's the thing. I would much rather Melania Trump keep herself out of the political part of the situation. You just put a picture of somebody's husband up on your site with a bloody head holding it.
Again, yeah, exactly. That might
fuck you talking
a little
to.
Bit, you know.
Who are you like, talking to? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh man, I was gonna say. I mean, if someone held a head of a relative of mine, I would for sure unfollow them on Instagram. For
Absolutely.
Sure, wouldn't follow them on Instagram. And Kathy Griffin, I know what you mean in the radio and in the press conference. There was so much lighting there. I felt like she was lit for Dancing with the Stars. I mean, it was just, everything about it was, you know, I didn't like the direction of what she was trying to accomplish with it, but she did look great for being in her 80s. So I definitely think Kathy, in that respect, is, you know, I won't deny that, give her props for that. But other than that, man, that press conference thing and what she was upset at, and clearly you can tell she's just pulling things out of her ass. She goes, oh, yeah, well, the bloodied head was an homage to when she said that, when Trump was talking about one of the correspondents saying that she was had blood coming out of her, whatever.
Yeah.
One of Kathy Griffin's rebuttals was the reason why I held the bloody head was it's homage to that. Clearly, she was, after this photo got so much heat, she goes, all right, cool. Let's find some scapegoats. So let's see what we can find to make this not as bad as it is. So, I mean, there's no escaping it. Clearly, it was a dumb move, and it's someone's family member, and it's such a... How about this? You know what, J. Lou? What I'm thinking is, like, let's say there were people that are okay with it. Let's say America did find this funny.
There are some people.
What does
that
say about
that
us? Like that means we're animals. That means we're living in how are we different than ISIS? Then? If, let's say, Kathy Griffin's photo blew up and everyone said this is so funny, it got the response that she predicted.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? That is more scarier to me. So the fact that she's defending herself makes me feel like she's trying to defend that world, like that scary world where holding up a head of another person, whether it's a good person or a bad person, another human being, and that is considered funny and okay to do, that scares me more than feeling what I think Kathy Griffin is feeling. Because honestly, it's a very scary feeling to be a comedian and know that everyone thinks you're a piece of shit. I can't even imagine. I know some comics of mine who are comedian friends who've been going through some things, and they've told me, you know, what it was like. I mean, like the whole Micah Richards thing, and even the Roseanne thing that you mentioned earlier. Roseanne, when she tried to sing the national anthem, is that what you were referring to earlier?
No, but that's a good one.
Yeah, like Roseanne tried to be funny singing the national anthem, like in that it happened years ago, and.
Yeah, she was at the Cubs game, and she totally blew it off, and then she grabbed herself and was like, you know what, so what? Yeah.
Yeah, like that right there. I mean, imagine if America found that funny. That means we would, like, that was her hope. Her hope was people think, oh, that's so funny. But how unpatriotic. That means we're pieces of shit. And I'm sorry, Kathy Griffin, and I'm sorry, 1998 Roseanne or whatever that happened. But that shit is just—it's just not fun. It is, and it's so obvious what they're trying to do. So, I don't, you know, I think if people really, the whole, it's all publicity stuff, man. Obviously, it's so obvious, and she won't admit it. And the fact that she needs to do a publicity stunt, I don't think those work like how they used to anymore. I really don't. Like Miley Cyrus, when she did her little publicity stunt, she started dressing all weird and sticking her tongue out. I mean, she had sex with a lot of black dudes. But other than that, I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't think it did a whole lot for her career or whatever. I don't know, you know?
Well, I don't know either. I'm not one of the black dudes, so I can't really speak on that. But what I can kind of again try and bring back into the conversation, and you know, it's good that we can, even after such a short period of time, it's good that we can laugh and jest to a certain extent about it. But you know, at the same time, you know, I didn't know the four names of the people that I read, I didn't read those names just to read them. You know, I think this whole situation, you know, I'm glad that, you know, the American people to a degree have said that this is something that they didn't like. I do commend, here's something that I will commend Kathy Griffin on. I will commend her not standing up there reading a statement. I do commend her for everything that she said. Even if it wasn't the right thing to say, I at least give her credit for not reading from a statement. Because again, when Attorney Bloom was up speaking, the whole time she's reading from a statement, and I'm like, look, number one, this really isn't about you, so I really don't know why you're still talking. Number two, some of the things that you are saying should be coming from Kathy Griffin if they are genuine. Number three, you are not here to preach. You are not here to make anybody. The last thing you should want to do when you are in an apologetic press conference is try and make somebody else look bad. And if we are to give Kathy Griffin the kind of pass that she is asking for because of what she did, again, I know somebody might disagree, so the telephone number is 888-429-5471. Call me and let me know. But if we give Kathy Griffin a pass, then if Bill Cosby were to have done a picture, done a photo shoot, and had some pills in his hand that said, I just didn't have Jell-O pudding, so this is the next best thing. Is he supposed to get a pass on that? You know, I had an emotional conversation not too long ago with somebody about Roman Polanski. Uh-huh. If we're going to give Kathy Griffin a pass, are we going to give a middle-aged man a pass that does a photo shoot with an underage girl in a thong bikini that says, see, guys, get them when they're young, train them? You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, if you can do something to this degree, if you can do something that is, in my opinion, vile, and then stand up at a press conference and think that you naming off all of your achievements is going to kind of lessen what people say about you, all of that is before. All of that happened before you did what you did. So none of that should matter. Or if we're going to give a pass like that, how come we don't give a pass to OJ? He ran his ass off for the National Football League. Played for the same football team as my father. So when you want to talk about giving people passes, or when you want to talk about people's First Amendment rights, okay, the different analogies that I gave had nothing to do with First Amendment, but they did have to do with the moral issue. They did have to do with the moral part, maybe not the legal part, but they did have to do with the moral part. So when you want to say that Kathy Griffin was well within her rights to do what she did because it was her First Amendment right, then maybe you should study the First Amendment a little more. Maybe you should be a little more culturally sound, and maybe we should start once again thinking of each other. I'm going to take a quick break. I will be back, and we will finish our conversation with Mr. Paul Elia here on The Level with J. Lewis Mills, BBS Radio.
If you hang out and get enough time, you'll hang yourself out on a line, and everybody gets to watch you drive. On a clothesline or a dryer with gas, you just smile, air out your past, and who knows, maybe start anew.
This industry has been big, or they have been bigger than this industry. I don't care who you are. I don't care who gets named. This business is undefeated. So when you come in and you think that you can do and you can say, just because you have so many followers on Twitter, just because you have this, just because you have that, what you better have is a big enough bank account to go take a vacation for a couple of years and hope people forget what you did and what you said. I don't think Kathy will work for a while. I think maybe, in my opinion, Kathy might want to find a third world country somewhere and just go chill for a minute.
Yeah, she can go to Detroit.
She can go to Detroit.
that's a great place to hide out. I always recommend Detroit. By the way, listeners, if you ever do anything bad and you need a place to vacay, Detroit. It's a great place. A lot of abandoned houses with no windows.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say there is a comedy show you get asked to do next week, since you do stand-up comedy. If Kathy Griffin is on the bill, are you going to perform? Why or why not?
If Kathy Griffin is on the bill, would I perform? Here's the best way I can explain it. If I'm booked on the show and there are people that are in the audience and they paid to see comedy, I take everything else and I put it all aside.
Okay.
Because there's people that showed up to come to this comedy club, and coming to a comedy club is not easy. You got to have 3-4 hours free. You got to find a babysitter for people, if their kids are younger. You have to, wait in line, and there's a 2-drink minimum, and it's, you got to pay 20, 40. If Kathy Griffin's on the bill, I'm assuming tickets are going to be maybe 40, 50 bucks. Mm-hmm. So, it's an expense. And if I'm already booked and if someone asked me beforehand, I would probably ask my agent. But if it was a show and she just pops in, and I would still go up, probably, yeah.
If she was one of the comics, and I don't know, I'm not a stand-up comic. People don't think I'm too funny, so I'm not really much of a stand-up comic.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about, man. They're probably classless. They don't have a, good opinion about things. So don't worry about those people, man.
Now, these listeners, homie, you can say that.
They probably have cut-off T-shirts.
Okay, so
people would cut
if Kathy if Kathy was in the was one of the comics, and like I was saying, I don't know if this is against protocol of what stand up comics do. Would you do jokes about her while she was there?
No. I for sure wouldn't, and it's out of a respect that Kathy's been in the game longer than me. She's under stripes. So, that's just.
Do you still have respect for Kathy Griffin as a comedian? Do you still respect what she's done? Is it still possible to respect what she's done as a fellow comedian?
Well, I would. I just don't understand how she thought that was like going to be funny. Like I've even talked to my roommate, Rami Youssef, very funny comedian. He was just on the Colbert Report a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to Rami, and we were kind of both thinking, like, trying to find how, like, what kind of reaction was she looking for? I mean, do I respect Kathy, like, and what she's done for her career? I think for being a woman in entertainment, I think any woman in entertainment is able to make a living for themselves. I respect that so much, because there's a, like, you don't have businesses. People
yes.
look at you, and if you look different than what most people look like, you know, they kind of kick you aside and make you have to work harder.
Yes. Now, don't get me wrong. I have every amount of respect and
yeah.
admiration for Kathy for the doors that she broke down. I have every
yeah.
amount of respect for her for all of the empowerment and inspiration that she did, you know, that she did for people. But when she was in her press conference, she made the comment. She said, well, she made a lot of comments that were kind of crazy, but ones I'm speaking
yeah,
about
two.
Now.
I'm like, two? That's how many you counted?
She said, you know, I'm doing this for the little girl, and I guess she named her hometown. I don't remember what the town was, but I'm doing this press conference for the little girl that's watching me, the 12-year-old little girl that's watching to see what I do now. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on, time out. Let me go ahead and pause this for a second.
Yeah.
Because, number one, you disrespect the president of the United States. Yeah, that's real inspiring to young girls. Number two, you get on YouTube or you get on Twitter or wherever the video was, and you give your, as I call it, your Paula Deen-esque apology. Number three, you get up in a press conference, and at one part of the press conference, you're saying, well, he messed with the wrong redhead. And then so many minutes later, you trying to fake cry, he broke me. Really? And now
Man,
you
that's,
want
that's
to say,
that card.
And now you want to say, I'm doing this for the 11-year-old, 12-year-old girl that's watching to see what I do because I'm not going away. I'm going to fight this. But you just said he broke you. And it's
yeah,
all
porn,
in
yeah.
the same conversation, man.
Yeah.
The same
She's
conversation. I mean, are we really that deluded? Is our attention span in this country and in this world so short that you can contradict yourself in the same fucking conversation and it's okay?
Man,
the
I mean,
same.
The
I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like Allen Iverson going on about practice, but it's the same conversation. How is that possible? So that's me. That's how I feel.
Well, ditto, my man. You know, it's, I mean, yeah, it is a, it's one of those things where you almost can't believe it. And
mm-hmm.
you're trying to make sense out of something that's so crazy. And it's like, this is what we're making sense out of now.
And why
like
do
this,
we have to? Why would you subject us to something like this to even have to make sense over?
Yeah. So I mean, we're honestly, I really feel that America is just. I believe in a lot of the law of attraction and vibration and energy, and I feel
so
like we
I.
just have a lot of negative. There's just a lot of negative things just surrounding us on a daily basis, and. I don't remember this much kind of crazy. And I know the media is constantly growing and news is being spread faster than ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that, too, which is why, mm-hmm. you know, like, I remember back in the day when I was in high school, I used to shoot videos with buddies. And if we got, like, 10,000 views, we're like, oh, my God, 10,000 views, we're famous.
Yes.
Now if you get 10,000 views, they're like, yeah, no, man, this one had
yeah.
100 million views.
Yeah,
you know, and there's a bunch of 100 million view videos that happen every day, all the time. So I think that things like this may have happened just as much years ago, but maybe we're getting the information faster. But still, no matter what, I feel like something like that of someone holding the president's head, if we were in an Amish society where there's no Wi-Fi, everyone would find out in probably 24 hours. People would tell everybody, like, can you believe this woman held the head
of
our country? Everyone would say it. So it's like the fact that she said it and social media is so high now and so influential says even more, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I also read it was on my Facebook page. When I was posting about the show, I remember somebody posting about how, you know, the Republicans are such babies and they need to toughen up or something like that. That was said, and they said something about this is no different than when Republicans were showing pictures of President Obama being lynched. I feel what you're trying to say, but there is a bit of a level of difference.
Bad.
I just don't remember.
Bad thing to defend yourself.
I don't remember any Republican in the public eye as much as Kathy Griffin posting anything on their Facebook page as far as President Obama being lynched. I never saw it because I never searched it out. I never researched it. But I keep hearing about this video or this picture that Ted Nugent has, that he was shooting darts or something like that at President Obama. Okay. Uh-huh. I mean, I get it. But if you're trying to tell me that Ted Nugent doing something like that is as gory, vile, and horrific, then, you know, maybe that's a totally different conversation to have. Because even though it is wrong, and I'm not saying what Ted Nugent did was right, you cannot say, in my opinion, that that was anywhere close to holding a faux decapitated head of the current sitting president of the United States with such a defiant look on your face.
Isn't it so funny that we're comparing two totally gory things? We're like, which one is the most gory?
Exactly.
It's like, why are we even having this conversation about? Like, I can't believe people are actually like, really, like they bring up the Ted Nugent thing to be like, what is more gory, Kathy Griffin or this? And it's like,
it's not even a question.
Yeah,
it's not. But you got J. Lewis Mills on the level with J. Lewis Mills. We are going to take our final break now. You can call in. I was told that I had a couple of callers, but you called on station 1 instead of station 2. So the number to call is 1-888-429-5471. We are taking our last break. We will be right back after this. Thank you for joining us once again. This is J. Lewis Mills on the level with J. Lewis Mills with my guest, Paul Elia. Okay, Paul, you know, we spent the most of this hour talking about pretty drab stuff. Let's try and close tonight with something positive. Where can people find you?
Oh, man. Well, that is the most positive thing that anyone could talk about.
Absolutely.
Finding where Paul Elia is. you know, and I'm going to create my own book. It's going to be like, Where's Waldo? But it's going to be called Where's Paul Elia?
There you
go. And it's going to be sponsored by Positivity Media, which is a media company that's strictly about positive thinking. And with all that said, what I'm trying to say is that I need some work. So if anyone listening can recommend a place for your boy. I perform all the time in L.A. I will be coming to Arizona soon. The Tempe Improv.
Okay.
So dates are not announced yet, but they will be very shortly. And if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, I post a lot of funny videos. My Instagram
is
Paul Elia, E-L-I-A, nice guy. Paul Elia, nice guy. On Instagram and Twitter, and on Facebook, just Paul Elia, E-L-I-A. And if you guys want to watch me on episode 5 of Lady Dynamite, you can do that. And if you guys want to send me some money just for love reasons, I'll give you my Venmo.
Where can we find where can we find Lady Dynamite?
That's on Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Netflix.
And
Netflix.
Your next performance, you said you don't have the date as of yet.
I got some dates in San Diego. Let me see what I got. Yeah, June 20th. I'm going to be in San Diego at the Comedy Palace.
And where can people get tickets for that?
You can get tickets on the Comedy Palace website. Or if you guys want, just, again, follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I post dates constantly, so you can just click the link and buy some tickets. And that's pretty in-depth of how people can search for your boy.
Can get you. All right. Well, thank you very kindly, Mr. Elia. I am very, very appreciative of you being my first guest on the opening broadcast of On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. There's a couple of other subjects that I'm going to be talking about down the road. I would love for you to come back and lend your opinion on those as well. So hopefully we can have you back.
Of course. And J. Lewis, again, I appreciate you. Congratulations on your first show. This is so dope. I can't
Thank
wait
you.
To hear episode 300, you know?
Thank you. Well, I only signed a contract for 52, so we'll see how the 52 go first, and then we'll go from there. As far
Sounds
as
good.
Me, you know, I'm J. Lewis Mills. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just search J. Lewis Mills. You can find me on Snapchat. I was so very blessed to have the opportunity to work on a medical drama for NBC by the name of Heartbeat. We did one season last season, and if you want to catch that, you want to try and catch up on that, see what kind of an actor J. Lewis Mills really is, you can go to Amazon.com and you can either get it per episode or you can buy the whole first season. I definitely invite you to buy the whole first season. I have people ask me sometimes what my favorite episode is, and I always have to say, you know, I know this is the cheesy answer, but, you know, I really don't have a favorite episode. All of the episodes, even the ones I didn't appear in, I really, really enjoyed. I had so much fun working with my castmates. I learned so much from them. I'm still blessed to be able to keep in touch with them. We've all landed on our feet, so, you know, just go check out, see who my castmates / friends are, and, you know, follow and support their career. We will be back next week, same time, same channel. Do I want to tell you what next week is about? No. I think I'll just let you wait. But you can follow me on all my social media, and you never know. You might get a little bit of a clue as to what my show next week is going to be. So thank you, one. Thank you all for being here for On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. Please, everybody, please try your best. Let's try and think of each other. You know? Let's try and go back to what we used to be. And I really don't want to sound cheesy when I say that, but times are getting really hard. The harder the times are getting, it's almost like the more separated we're getting. I get it. Some people are Republican. Some people are Democrat. You have different opinions. If you really honestly believe that you can only get along with somebody that you 100% agree with, you have my sympathy. That's the best way to say it. the things that are going on now, they're not good. Social media is full. I had to stop using Facebook after President Trump was elected. I had to stop using Facebook. I just couldn't stand it anymore. There was so much negativity. And for what? For what? It's just not necessary. So I'm hoping that in this first year of my show, I am hoping that by the end of the year, I've at least given you a different perspective. You don't have to always agree with me, and I don't want you to always agree with me. But as long as you can just find it in yourself to understand where some of my thought patterns are coming from, I can tell you already, because I know the subject of a few of my upcoming shows, it's going to seem like I'm being negative, but just listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I am saying, and you will be able to find the inspirational message in anything that I say. That's all I want to do. All I want to do is inspire. Look, I'm a professional actor. I make my money from acting, and I enjoy my job. I'm not doing this radio show for the money. I'm not doing this radio show for any other reason other than, quite frankly, I am just fed up. I am fed up. I am sick and tired of things that I'm seeing. So I have the ability to voice my opinion. And I for damn sure will every week. If you like it, great. If you don't, okay. The number will always be 1-888-429-5471. You can always reach me and have a conversation. But if you think you're going to call my show, yelling, screaming, being disrespectful, that's not what this platform is for. I want to have conversations with you. And I want you to have conversation with me. I could be wrong. Give me a different perspective. Don't just take my perspective. Give me a different perspective. I want to hear from you. BBSradio.com/on the level. On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. Thank you very kindly. I appreciate you all. I love you all. Can't wait to be with you again next week. We're out. Thank you. Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.